The saints used to have a saying that your weakest effort is better than your strongest excuse. People sometimes look at their own life and say, there's so much that's missing, so much left undone, so many dreams not fulfilled. In fact, the very famous song from the musical Les Mis says, my life has killed the dream that I dreamed. What a pessimistic approach to reality. This side of heaven, there are always things missing, but that does not mean that our joy needs to be missing. Let me give you an example of a person who had a very difficult life and turned out to be a person of great joy and accomplishment. His name was Joseph. His sister Olga died before he was born. His mother died when he was 8 years old. His older brother Ed died when he was 12. When he was 19, World War II broke out. For 4 years, he worked in forced labor. He had a fractured skull when he was hit by a truck, and later on, he was hit by another truck that for the rest of his life, one shoulder was higher than the other. His father died of a heart attack in 1941. And when he was older, nearly 40 years later, he said the following, I was not at my mother's death. I was not at my brother's death. I was not at my father's death. Reflecting on these times of his life, he said, at 20, I had already lost all the people that I loved. But the tough times were not over. Twice someone tried to kill him. And he died April 2, 2005, at the age of 84. St. John Paul II, a man who became Pope, who looked at his life and all the things that had hurt him and chose joy, and chose to spend his life bringing wisdom and accomplishment to his everyday, realizing life doesn't make you bitter, and the things that happen don't make you bitter. You make yourself bitter, or you make yourself joyful with the opportunities that are still left to you, with the people out there ready to be loved by you, the people ready for you to sacrifice your life for them. That is why St. Francis said, better to love than to be loved. So in all our losses and in all our tragedies and the incompleteness of every day of this life, there are many things to be completed, many things to be accomplished, and the saints give us an example. You choose how you react to the things that happen to you in life, and you can chart a great course. Do not be a spectator in your own life. Be a person who hopes in God's vision for you. Even though it's difficult to see the resurrection when you are on the cross, it is there nonetheless. And with eyes of faith, we can do great things because joy comes within and with faith, and bitterness comes from a lack of hope. Let's all be a little full of hope. Slava Isusu Hristu!